This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the General Health and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Shimona Sukarnik, one of the foremost female authorities on Kabbalah as it applies to daily life. For over 20 years, Shimona has shared her wisdom on a range of topics with tens of thousands of people across the globe. She is consistently thanked for the lecture of a lifetime and is renowned for her vast knowledge of Kabbalah and her remarkable ability to make it relevant to people's everyday lives. Today, we are going to discuss the importance of meditation. Shimona, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be back with you.
Well, thanks for taking out a moment to be with us as well. So for starters, let's get into the topic of meditation. What is exactly meditation?
There are many forms of meditation. So we could speak about a reverie or what one classically thinks of as meditation, which is largely visualization, the way it's practiced today. Thinking, prayer, conversing, mantra meditation. So there are many forms, but I would say that what ties them all together, if there's a ribbon or a strand that's holding it all together, is that it's controlled thinking, or more specifically, controlling the unconscious mind. The Talmud teaches that there's a part of us that is called Kof Bifnei Adam, a monkey with a human face. So it's that kind of unconscious part of our mind that swings like this monkey from tree to tree and branch to branch, and it's out of control. Meditation would be a practice that allows us to gain control of the unconscious, which is really the greatest freedom that we could hope for. It's a portal into true freedom because we have managed to master that last frontier of freedom, which is the mind.
And how does Kabbalistic meditation differ from other forms?
Well, as I said, there's many different kinds of meditation. So even if someone is in a state of reverie or an imaginative state, we could say that that's meditative. But it wouldn't be if you've just landed up there. What we want is to control getting there. When I'm speaking about meditation, and I created a program that is the subject of a PhD by a guy at Emory University. It was just published this past year. He followed a group of mine for a year. The specific form of meditation that we practiced is called Hitbonanut, which really means self-construction. In Hebrew, the word boneh means to build, and hitbonanut is a reflexive verb. So what we're doing is building ourselves and building our way into finding access to the inner depth of an idea. So this is a very cerebral kind of meditation, and our goal is to touch the inner essence of a thing or an idea with our mind. And I'll give you an analogy. In Hebrew, the word omek means both a corner and depth, the very innermost depth of something. So if you think about a corner, there's one wall. Let's take the top corner of a room. So you're following one wall and then another wall. They meet in the corner, and that corner is there, but it doesn't really exist. It's just the product of those two walls. And now if you add the ceiling, that central little point where the three planes meet, it exists, but it's not really there. And what we find with Hitbonanut is that we follow ideas, we learn to train the mind and focus on an idea from many different angles, because of course there's many different takes and perspectives on reality, and we move along those ideas until we kind of fall into its inner essence. We touch what is called the omek. And this process presupposes A, mental control, and B, a very large body of knowledge. So the meditations in my program build towards this goal of accessing the omek, the inner depth or essence of an entity or any concept that someone chooses to focus on.
So really, why meditate, and can meditation improve one's health, help one sleep better, and is there a bigger purpose to doing so?
Well, I would definitely say there's a bigger purpose. Yeah, visualization and breath work can certainly help with sleep and relaxation, for example, right? But what's the real purpose? Why do you want to sleep better? So that you can do what the next day? If you were going to practice, Erica, any one of our listeners. So you now manage to relax, but what is the purpose of that relaxation? I just read a study last week that people who practice mindfulness meditation when they were tested immediately afterwards were much more associative but less focused. So maybe if you want to really focus on something, you would not want to be in this relaxed state that meditation is supposed to induce. So I would say that I have to think about what's my ultimate purpose. Why am I here? I have a module in my program, The Method. It's called The Creation Call, and it looks at furthest fears and deepest desires. And it's telling us, if you don't know what demons are chasing you and what dreams you're moving towards, you don't know how to be in this moment. When you uncover that, then you know how to be right now, and that includes meditation. So I would say that this practice that I'm talking about is not just a practice, it's a form of service. So much of self-help is spiritual indulgence. Like we could say gastronomy for the spirit. But chit bonenut is a form of service. It's a means to self-mastery, not just to self-actualization, so that I can live my highest and truest life.
Today we are with, once again, Shimona Sukernik, one of the foremost female authorities on Kabbalah as it applies to daily life here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Shimona, for our listeners considering meditation, what do you advise here? Are there appropriate times for meditation, places, positions, and the like, and where does one begin?
I would say don't attach yourself to a specific time. Follow your own rhythm. But to begin, start with breath. In my training program, we did breath work, then brain gym, which was learning mental control, which allowed us to move on to visualization, and then actual hit one another. So if you want to begin this work of controlling and training the mind, start with breath and imagine that breath is like a wave. I used to surf. It's very much like surfing. Your mind is like the surfer, your consciousness. And the wave that is carrying you is your breath. So you begin to learn how to control things through the breath. There's a lot in the mindfulness meditations on my site that start very basic, very simple, just following the breath. Once you've done that, you can move on to the building blocks meditation or any exercises that are helping you. It's like a brain gym where you're learning to control your mind. And then you can move on to visualization, following the lights and the colors and shapes that are there when your eyes are closed, and eventually learning to see something with the third eye. Obviously, there is a consciousness at the hairline and between the eyebrows, but we're focusing specifically on the space in between that. And then study deeply and begin to practice that following of ideas to their inner corner. There's lots on that on the site. I do want to add, Eric, that I think that diet and water are really important. If you want to be controlling your mind, then you have to know that we are what we eat. And consciousness is likened to both water and light. In America, unfortunately, they put fluoride in the water, and fluoride shuts down the third eye. It shuts down our spiritual awareness. I find that when I leave here and I travel, I'm in countries where they don't put fluoride in the water. Israel, for example, is completely different. Then I come back and the water has shifted. So you can buy machines that help clear that out of the water, but that is something at a very basic level to think about.
Very interesting. Now, can you give us an example of one simple meditation technique?
All right, so I'm going to just say this. For those of you who are listening, bear in mind that your head, from the top of your head to the bottom of your palate, but then also including the jaw, which is an attachment to the skull, is a map of your entire body. So if you want to relax your body, you can work on simply relaxing the head. And especially at the base of the skull, those fascia are connected to every fascia in your body. So I encourage people to relax the tongue, the eyes, and we also work the lymph glands and the neck. I'm going to take you through that very briefly on the site. You'll see that you can do it in a deeper way. And what we're going to do is bear in mind the biblical story of the creation of the first human being, Adam, which comes from the word Adama, earth, and also Adame, similar to the supernal. Your being is lowly like the earth, but it's also divine. You hold in yourself a duality, a tension of these complete opposites, divinity and limited matter. And God breathed into the nostrils. Your life, the essence of your life, is in the nostrils. In fact, the word for soul in Hebrew, neshama, is the same as the word for breath, neshima. So we're going to focus on the essence of life being in the nostrils, and the fact that every time God breathes, every time you breathe in through your nostrils, it's like an affirmation of the divine, the God of your understanding, saying, you matter. Here you are. Here's this gift of life, the essence of life in your nostrils. And then you breathe out, and that's your communication with the divine. So this is the divine breath meditation. Begin and just crunch your shoulders up to your ears and then gently press the neck to the right shoulder and then to the left and release them. Press your hands down, palms facing forward. Lift your head, your back towards the spine, and press your tongue out, trying to come to the tongue. You're just opening up and relaxing. And wrap your palms together and press the inside, the bottom of your palms on both of your eyeballs. And what you notice as you close your eyes is that in this very simple way, you relax the neck, the tongue. Once the tongue is soft, the whole jaw and the neck become relaxed. And your eyes are soft. So the forehead, the temples, the scalp are soft. And I want you simply to breathe in and breathe out. Forget about everything else. No lungs, no torso. Just focus on the sensation of the breath in your nostrils at your own comfortable pace. Breathe in and it's dry and cool. And when you breathe out, there's a shift. It's moist and warm. And now as you breathe at your own comfortable pace, bring to mind the story of the first human being created of the earth, and then divine breath breathed into the nostrils, and Adam, the first being, becomes a living being. And as you think about that, bring to mind that you yourself are being breathed into life by the divine this very moment. Every breath is a breath saying, you matter. Just as birth is God's way of saying, you matter, so too is this moment, this breath, a divine affirmation. And so now we'll go through one cycle. Breathe in. God believes in me. And breathe out. I believe in God. Breathe in. God loves me. And breathe out. I love God. Breathe in. God trusts me with the gift of life. And breathe out, I trust the divine with my life and I surrender I can let go. And just pay attention, one cycle of breath, how deeply peaceful that makes you. Because our deepest pain, our furthest fear, is the fear that we don't exist. And simply taking three breaths connects you with that powerful identity, the unwoundable part of who you are. For Eric, the meditation, of course, is much longer, and you know, each meditation comes with the lesson, which is about 20 minutes, and then the meditation, which is between 15 and 20 minutes. But that gives you a sense of how powerful mentally guided breath can be.
Tell us in conclusion, what is the method, and how can our listeners sign up for your program?
Thanks, Eric. Well, the method is Kabbalah-based tools for self-mastery and transformation. We have 22 modules that are quite different that help you live your truest and highest life. And the first module is free. You can sign up for it. It's, I think, about a 30 or 40-minute video with some suggested steps. And that's on the website, which is thekabbalahcoach.com. And Kabbalah is spelled K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H. coach.com. You can sign up for that and see there's a number of, under the programs that you'll find the mindfulness meditation program, the package, or you can buy all of those. There's 15 meditations, 14 are in the package. You can buy them individually or together. And we'll be starting a live training for the method in 2016 that leads ultimately to a Kabbalah Coach certification. And Eric, if I could share with your readers, we created a coupon code for them. It's the same code that I had generated for you last time, eHealth Radio, and that offers a 25% discount for any product on the site through the end of the year if you want to buy New Year's gifts, etc. And it includes the possibility, for the first time I've allowed the coupons to also be applied towards a private coaching session with me.
We certainly appreciate that. That's certainly a great value, 25% discount through the end of the year. It's thekabbalahcoach.com. Shimona, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. It was wonderful. Bye-bye.
And you have a great day. We've been speaking with Shimona Sukernik, one of the foremost female authorities on Kabbalah as it applies to daily life for over 20 years. Shimona has shared her wisdom on a range of topics with tens of thousands of people across the globe. And once again, the website of reference is thekabbalahcoach.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.